Hello, this is Dick Hayden for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I shall be reading for you from the Spare Times, News and Notes of the Raleigh Outlaws, October 19, 2018, by Ginger Rush. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience and has been edited for currency clarity and time constraints. Remember, if you can sub, please call Sharon on Sunday after 8 a.m. The phone number is 919-755-0700. Leave a message. Sharon will call on Thursday to confirm you have a spot. If you know you need off, please call the same number. Remember that if you call out and we do not have a sub for you, you will owe the entire $12 to the league. If you call and we do have a sub available, you will owe $3. Subs who get spots will pay the $12 to bowl. If you think you might want to sub, call in. If you can't, when Sharon calls on Thursday, you can change your mind. But if we know on Thursday, we will do our best to notify you in time to set a cab trip if you need one. The world's finest chocolate is here. There are 60 bars to the box, and it is $1 per bar. We only got the mixed nuts boxes this time. Our target date to have it all sold and the money turned in is December 14, which is our last night to bowl before the Christmas holiday. Let Ginger know if you need some more. For the Outlaws traveling to the James Benton Memorial CBA Tournament and Shootout in Augusta, Georgia, October 26th through 28th, please note that the cost to ride the van is $40. Because we have a number of people planning to work Friday morning, please be at the JC Community Center at noon for a 12:30 p.m. departure. For our other league friends, the deadline for entries to be sent to Terrell Jones is October 21. If you need a packet mailed to you or emailed, please contact Ginger at outlawtaxi@earthlink.net. Please email all entry forms to CBA Tournament Coordinator Terrell Jones at jones.terrell23@yahoo.com. Mail checks for funds to Terrell at his home address, 803 Nestle Way Drive, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27406. A James Brown tour. Rod Wilson in Winston-Salem is organizing a tour of James Brown historic sites in and around Augusta and the museum exhibit for Friday afternoon, October 26. It would be led by James Brown's daughter and other family members. Contact Rod at 336-457-6186 for more information and costs, times, and what is included. He will need a final count the week before the tournament. Please note that there will be a cash bar at the auction and dance, but due to extremely high hotel costs, we will not have food available during the dance on Saturday. We will do our best to make sure that everyone has a chance to get to a restaurant for a meal and be back in time for the auction. If you ordered candy and nuts from Margaret Carter and have not paid for your order, please contact Renee Benton by email at gigglesbenton@yahoo.com or by text at 919-791-5179 to make arrangements for payment. The Outlaw Board Meeting is scheduled for Thursday, November 1, from 7 until 8:30 at Sharon Benton's house. The annual Gutterthon and Bake Sale is scheduled for Friday night, November 9, so get your recipes ready. Now hold the date, folks, for our annual Christmas dinner for the Outlaws. It is scheduled for Saturday, December 15, from 5 to 9 p.m. The menu is yet to be determined. Next up is the ABBA Mailographic. On Friday, November 9, will be the deadline for Raleigh Outlaw entries to be in the lane envelopes for the ABBA Mailographic Tournament. We will bowl the Mailographic on Friday, December 8. Entries are $6. You must have 21 games in the current season by November 1, or be in the average book for last year, and your sanction fees must be paid by November 10. Bowlers who do not have 21 games by the 1st of November or a senior average for last year will bowl scratch. There's a fundraiser from the Wake Federation of the Blind chapter. We are selling Chico bags. They are reusable bags, packs, and totes, such as shopping bags, bags for outdoor and travel, and produce bags. Miriam Dixon will have a catalog and order blank at the Lanes tonight. To benefit from the CBA youth account, or for it rather, we have another raffle going. The first prize is a $100 gift card, second prize is a $50 gift card, and third prize is a homemade quilt. Tickets are $1, and we will draw for the winter at the Raleigh Outlaw Invitational next spring. You do not have to be present to win. See Jeff Tucker for tickets. If you happen to miss your chance to order nuts and candy from the Lionesses, there's a link that I'm going to give you in a moment that will help support the American Blind Bowlers Association and their effort to raise funds to better support blind bowling around the country. So stock up on your candy, fruit, and nuts, and order as often as you wish. Here's the link, https://AmericanBlindBowling.TerryLynnCares.com. Terry Lynn is TerryLynnCares, TerryLynnCares.com. Feel free to share the link above with family and friends across the country as well. Anyone can use it and have items shipped directly to their home address. This is the same candy company that the Lionesses sell from, but by purchasing online, you can get items that the Lionesses are not ordering, and you can get more when you run out. Some medical updates. Continue to pray, please, for Bonnie Merritt as she still has health concerns. Next, remember that Marjorie Hurd will be retiring from the Division of Services for the Blind effective November 30, 2018. Marjorie has been a good friend to us in getting items transcribed in Braille or in large print, and we will miss her services. If anyone needs anything prior to her retirement, please let her know as far in advance as possible. For aids and appliances purchases, please contact Donna Wiggins during her business hours of 8 to 11:30 a.m. and 12:30 to 4:30 till 4 o'clock p.m. The phone number is 919-527-6770 or 1-866-222-1546. Donna's email is donna.wiggins@dhhs.nc.gov. The National Tournament Committee still has some raffle tickets available for the 2019 Pittsburgh Tournament. Tickets are $5 each. Mike Staub is in charge of this raffle and has worked hard to retain all the prizes. It's called the Pittsburgh Experience Raffle. There will only be one winner, and the drawing will be during the mid-year meeting in November 2018. That's next month. The winner will win tournament entry fees for Pittsburgh Tournament in 2019, round-trip sedan service for you and a guest to and from the airport, a four-night stay at the Sheraton Hotel, Just a Ducky tour ride for you and a guest, a captain's dinner cruise for you and a guest on the Gateway Clipper, and Sunday brunch for you and a guest at the Grand Concourse Restaurant. Over an $800 value. You can contact Mike at 412-304-8590, and we will mail the tickets to you. It's time for Top Tech Tidbits. The associated Internet web addresses are not included in this reading, but are available by calling the Triangle Radio Reading Service at 919-832-5138. Printing for the Blind. This podcast and related show notes discuss ways to use 3D printing for people with vision loss. Watch live TV with narrator on Xbox One. This blog post explains how the narrator makes this feat possible. the latest in Windows 10 accessibility. This blog post details the various accessibility enhancements in Windows 10. Narrator, this is your this YouTube video focuses on a narrator. The same man did a video on the new low vision features last week. Use a screen reader to explore and navigate Office Lens. Finally, from Microsoft, Office Lens can be used with Narrator for image, document, and business card scanning. Courses for IT certifications. The Cisco Networking Academy offers many free, self-paced courses as well as instructor-led courses, leading to a variety of professional certifications. Dialogue Magazine, another free reading material from North Carolina. Noble, N-O-B-L-E, is a State of North Carolina download site offering free access to locally produced and recorded Braille materials. Dialogue Magazine from Blind Skills, which covers a variety of topics relevant to people with vision loss anywhere, can be obtained free. No application is needed, and audio material is played on NLS equipment. JAWS support of Chrome 70. This quick post describes a change in navigating dropdowns in Chrome V.70 and the FS response. Amazon Echo Show. This podcast is a demo and description of the Amazon Echo Show MP3. Do you or a colleague wish to receive Flying Blind LLC publications? If so, please use or pass along the CAPTCHA free sign-up link, which is http://bit.ly/1ir_u_r9e. You can also subscribe to Flying Blind LLC publications on the Flying Blind website at http://www.flyingblind.com or by SMS texting Flying Blind to 22828. Any of these methods will provide you with an accessibly friendly and secure medium through which you can subscribe to the mailing list. Just enter your name and email address, click send, and begin receiving Flying Blind LLC publications. It's that easy. You can also connect through Facebook and YouTube. Are you shopping for accessible technology? Check out the Flying Blind online store. All products are either personally used by or publicly endorsed by Larry L. Lewis, Jr., and all orders over $100 are free of shipping and handling charges within the 48 continental United States. American Airlines has inducted its first special needs flight attendant. A South Carolina teen is on a cloud, and that cloud is Cloud 9, after American Airlines granted her wish in honor of her 17th birthday. During a special birthday party at Columbia Metropolitan Airport, the airline inducted Chantel Princess Pouser, P-O-O-S-E-R, as a flight attendant Saturday, becoming their first stewardess with special needs and a terminal illness. Chantel has Down syndrome and is fighting a series of airway defects. Her mother, Deanna Miller Berry, told WIS-10. They are called laryngomalacia, tracheomalacia, and tracheobronchial malacia. Chantel's condition, which obstructs more than 87% of her airways, requires the teen and her mom to frequently travel to Cincinnati Children's Hospital. And that is where her love of flying was born. So far, we've been on over 57 flights. That's including connecting flights as well, too, Barry told the outlet. She saw the flight attendant and she was like, Mommy, I want to be a flight attendant. Wearing an American Airlines uniform, Chantel showed up at Columbia Metropolitan Airport for her first day of work Saturday with a pit crew of her own, her proud friends and family. Barry described her daughter's birthday party as a dream come true. Now on the calendar of events, save the date, the 2019 Southeastern Blind Bowlers Association Tournament will be held in Hampton, Virginia on April 5 and 6. The host hotel will be the Crown Plaza at the Marina. More details will be announced later. Please see the Arts Access website for a listing of audio-described performances. The Wake chapter of the NFB meets regularly on the second Saturday of each month from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. The location is at the Community United Church of Christ, 814 Dixie Trail in Raleigh. For more information, please call Robert Parrish at 919-616-1606 or email him at rcp7@bellsouth.net. Voter guides for the upcoming election. If you need information about the various races appearing on the general election ballot, there is a link to a nonpartisan voter guide for Wake County. It's a bit long, but here it is. https://www.ncvoter.org/wp-content/uploads/2018/09/2018/space/voter/guide/space/wake.pdf. I'm not really sure about that last part. Instead of 2018/09/2018, it might be underscore. I can't tell from the text here. And after voter guide, it could have an underscore versus just a space. And for more information on voting, including voter guides for the rest of the state, go to https://www.ncvoter.org/voter-guides/. Voting's very important, and early voting has begun. Regarding this, Wake County's early voting sites are as follows. There will be 10 total sites open every day from October 17 through November 3rd. The sites are as follows. Number one, Apex Community Center, 53 Hunter Street in Apex. Number two, the Knightdale Recreation Center, 101 Lawson Ridge Road, Knightdale. Number three, the Chavis Community Center, 505 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Raleigh. Number four, Lake Lynn Community Center, 7921 Ray Road in Raleigh. Number five, NC State University Tally Center, 2610 Cates Avenue in Raleigh. Number six, Wake Technical Community College South Campus at 9101 Fayetteville Road in Raleigh. Number seven, the Herbert C. Young Community Center at 101 Wilkinson Avenue in Cary. Number eight, the Northern Regional Center at 350 East Holding Avenue in Wake Forest. Number nine, the Optimus Community Center at 5900 Whittier Drive in Raleigh. And number 10, the Wake County Board of Elections at 337 South Salisbury Street in Raleigh. The first nine sites, that's in other words everyone except the Wake County Board of Elections, are open weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. and as well on Sundays from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. A lot of good opportunities. The Wake County Board of Elections office itself is only open for early voting on weekdays from 8:30 a.m. to 5:15 p.m. plus one Saturday, and that's October the 27th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. So please remember to vote either early or on Election Day. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities next meeting will be on Thursday, November 15, from noon until 1 p.m. And the organization meets in room 305 of the City Municipal Building at 222 West Hargett Street, downtown Raleigh. The Raleigh Wake chapter of the North Carolina Council of the Blind meets regularly the second Tuesday of each month from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Emmanuel Baptist Church located at 2110 Noble Road. Please contact Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034 for more information about this group's schedule and activities. And that wraps up the news, except for some very important items under the heading of recipes that will bowl you over from the Chuck Wagon Gang. Oh, I'm getting hungry already just looking at this first one. Old-fashioned lemon pound cake. The ingredients are as follows. All vegetable shortening, melted. 1 cup of salted butter, softened. 3 cups of granulated sugar. 6 large eggs, separated. 1.5 teaspoons of lemon extract. 1/4 cup plus 2 tablespoons of fresh lemon juice, divided. 3 cups of all-purpose flour, sifted. 1/4 teaspoon salt. 1/4 teaspoon baking soda. 1 cup plus 2 tablespoons of whole milk, divided. And 2 cups of confectioner's sugar. I don't know really how to make this or what all that necessarily means, but I sure know it tastes good. So let's look at the instructions, and maybe you'll come up better than I did. Preheat the oven to 325 degrees. Then grease a 12 to 15 cup bundt or tube pan with melted vegetable shortening, and then dust it with flour. In the bowl of a stand mixer, fitted with a whisk attachment, beat the butter and granulated sugar at medium speed until it's fluffy. Add egg yolks, one at a time, beating well after each addition. Add extract and 1/4 cup lemon juice. In a medium bowl, whisk together flour, salt, and baking soda. Gradually add flour mixture to the butter mixture, alternately with 1 cup of milk, beginning and ending with flour mixture, beating just until combined after each addition. In a medium bowl, beat the egg whites with a mixer at high speed until they're stiff. Fold into the batter. Fold or pour the batter into the prepared pan. Bake until a wooden pick, that like a toothpick, inserted near the center, comes out clean. 1 hour and 10 minutes to 1 hour and 15 minutes time. Let it cool in the pan for about 10 minutes. Remove from the pan and let it cool completely on a wire rack. In a medium bowl, whisk together the remaining 2 tablespoons of lemon juice and the remaining 2 tablespoons of milk. Gradually whisk in confectioner's sugar until smooth, and then drizzle over the cake. And call me and I'll come over and test it for you. I think it's going to be great. On a different note, here are Chili Relleno's casserole. The ingredients, let's see, we have roasted chili peppers, 10 to 12 peppers, either Hatch or Anaheim, 1 pepper seeded and chopped. If you can't find Hatch or Anaheim, use poblano peppers. 1 pound of ground beef, 1 large onion peeled and sliced, 2 cloves of garlic peeled and thinly sliced, 4 teaspoons Anko chili powder, 2 teaspoons of ground cumin, 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, plus a little more to taste if you wish. 1 can of evaporated milk, that'll be 13 ounces. 4 large eggs, beaten. 1/2 cup fresh cilantro, chopped. 1 tablespoon of all-purpose flour. 2.5 cups of jarred salsa, divided. 10 ounces of cheddar cheese, shredded. 10 ounces of Monterey Jack cheese, shredded. And sour cream to serve. What are we going to do with that? Well, let's see. For the roasted chili peppers, char the peppers by putting them either over the open flame of a gas grill or under the broiler of your oven for a few minutes, turning them to make sure that they don't burn. Put the charred peppers in a zip-top bag or a bowl covered with plastic wrap and let them steam for 20 minutes. The skins should easily slip off. Pull the stem off to remove the seed pod. Slit open the side of the chilies and scrape out the remaining seeds and veins. discard the skins, pods, seeds, and veins, and then set the peppers aside. Next, preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Spray a 9x13-inch baking pan with cooking spray. In a large skillet over a medium-high heat, brown the ground beef, chopped Anaheim pepper, onion, and garlic. Add the chili powder, cumin, and then salt to taste. In a bowl, beat the milk, eggs, cilantro, and flour together. Arrange half the chilies in a single layer on the bottom of the prepared pan. Top with the ground beef mixture. Half of the salsa, half of the cheese, the remaining peppers, the milk mixture, the remaining salsa, and the remaining cheese. Bake this for 40 to 45 minutes until the edges are brown. Turn on the broiler and put the casserole under the broiler for 6 to 10 minutes until bubbling and golden brown. Let it rest for about 10 minutes and then cut it into squares and serve with sour cream, and you will have a fascinating, fascinating dish to enjoy right afterwards. You have been listening to the October 19, 2018 edition of Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws. We hope that you have enjoyed it. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at www.triangleReadingService.org. I'm Dick Hayden for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. If you have any questions or comments, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.